This is Dabu7. Want to share with you guys here some information and maybe some footage you haven't seen yet pertaining to this crash that took place involving the helicopter and the aircraft near Ronald Reagan Airport. You can see here from this angle, it seems that the helicopter went straight into the aircraft. Here we have some audio of the air traffic controllers during this crash.
Pursuit 5342 Washington Tower, 1-3-2-0-1-7-2-5. You take runway 33. Pursuit 5178, let's turn to Sierra Ground 17.
Sierra Ground 5178.
Then we have the curious case of why was this aircraft, and this is the helicopter, even though it's shaped like a plane, why was it flying erratically and just barely missing all these other flights? Raises big time questions. And normally they show as a helicopter on here, if it's a helicopter, but this time it's showing as a plane for some odd reason. You can see where it comes down into the fold here right next to the airport, and this is where the crash ends up happening. Coming into frame right here as it zigs back and forth, and then boom. That is where it shows it ending. And I've got another interesting clip here. Everyone is stating that this Joe Ellis, this transgender individual, was the pilot. Well, he's alive in this video, saying,
"Interesting morning. This is Joe Ellis. I am a Black Hawk pilot with Virginia Army National Guard. I understand some people have associated me with the crash in DC, and that is false. It is insulting to the families to try to tie this to some sort of political agenda. They don't deserve that. I don't deserve this. And I hope that you all know that I am alive and well. And this should be sufficient for you all to end all the rumors. I also have a statement. The Department of Defense is responsible for casualty notifications. There were no Virginia National Guard personnel on that Black Hawk that collided with the jetliner Wednesday evening. Thank you."
What? Why is everyone running around saying that this guy was the pilot that's now dead? Why? Why? Can we track that back to the source, please? Okay. Now, why was this pilot flying erratically over all these areas until it ultimately crashed into the plane? A lot of questions still remain with this one, but I wanted to get this out there, let you guys see what's going on with it. Leave comments below. Follow me on X for the latest updates throughout the day. And join me for the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu77, covering this and a whole lot more. Much love.